You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Let's begin in South America as we continue to debate the amount of rain that will fall in Argentina over the next 10 days. What's the latest?
The next 10 days, it's going to be more like the second 5 days of the 10 days before they've really got a good chance. While Brazil still is looking at getting some decent chances of rain, Argentina is going to have to wait. Any precipitation in the next 5 days is going to be spotty. Now, next week, we do see some weather pattern changes that are going to favor a better opportunity for Argentina to get wet, but it's all in the long term. The short term is still going to be dry.
So what are we looking at, like February the 14th, the 16th, somewhere in that window?
I would put any time after the 10th, I think conditions start to get a little bit better for them. But between now and then, it's going to be slim pickings.
And the other rain event that people are beginning to discuss is, in the near term, is rain potential in hard red winter wheat country. What do you know?
In fact, I think we have the potential is there for the best precipitation in those areas that have been so dry for a long time. We have something that we've been waiting for, a slow-moving storm coming out of the central and southern Rockies and a Gulf of Mexico that's open to allow high tropical, high moisture content air from the subtropics to come and be drawn into the storm and ahead of it. So we're looking at some real good potential for Nebraska, for Kansas, for Oklahoma, a lot of central and east Texas to pick up some good rains. Of course, as you go further north, especially Nebraska, northern Kansas, it's going to be snow. And then this system could produce significant amounts of rainfall in some of the southern areas. We could see some drought-relieving rains in Georgia. So this is an important system. It's a system that you would normally see in March. It might be a little ahead of schedule to see a system like this. But usually when you have a system like this, there's more coming. So we're encouraged by what we're seeing coming later this week and weekend.
And then what I guess weather giveth, weather also can potentially taketh away. And I'm thinking about the western U.S. plains, southern U.S. plains, where the temperatures are warmer than normal.
But they will get colder. So this warm-up is not going to last too long. They will see colder weather come in behind the system. In fact, there's some potential for some really cold air to still invade the United States this month. And when you get a slow-moving system like this, out ahead of it, you have southerly flow that does warm things up, but that also helps tap that Gulf of Mexico moisture. So you sort of need to have that big warm-up ahead of these big lows to get a good precipitation producer.
And what is your greatest concern looking at all weather fronts around the globe at the moment?
Well, let's certainly hope that this southern plains, central plains system comes together, because I do think it will play an important role for the rest of this month and into early March. And, of course, if you look around the globe in the northern hemisphere, still pretty cold and wintry in Europe, and that trend will continue.
Thank you very much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.